this is a Boston rock superstar who made her name with the Broken Singles. Now out on her own, she continues to be our radio sweetheart. Please give it up for Sarah Borges.
I didn't write that. I just want you to know. What did you say? Oh, no, Rye said it, that I stand up and you guys sit down. It's only because I want to sell more records by showing off my legs. That's the only reason. Chairs here and five chairs here. Where did they go? Someone go look in the bathroom.
Data. Data. We need Data.
Who's Data?
No, there is a Data. That's from Star Trek. But we need Data on these people. Their ages.
That's so 1985. Oh, now they call it information. You know where they are?
The people that were sitting there, they left. They were never there?
Were they there for Session Americana? So let me get
that's
this.
What she's thinking. She's thinking they left.
That's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is a seated event. There's like, it's almost a full house. There's all these people in the lower extremities of the place. There's these great seats here, And you're back there, where, unless you don't want them to come over, but you're back there in like what's equivalent to, it's not even nosebleed because they're not up high. It's like the leg cramp seats back there.
I like the size myself.
Oh, shut up, Russell. Jesus. Hey, yeah. Jackson Pollock, and then friggin' Courtney Barnett there, the Australian lady, wrote a goddang song, and she's way smart. I'm so pissed. Darn the Australian people, all of them. They can just go right to wherever they go, and they can't go to hell because that's.
This is very racist of you.
No, it's not.
I don't know if the Australians are a race, but they might not
shut
like
up,
it.
Russell, I'm sorry if you're Australian or you're Kinner. I just don't like it. She stole my thunder.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't?
Well, you know, we're not the Grateful Dead.
We can just play it now?
I put the capo on. I tuned it to the capo.
You're okay, Russell. Just
all
fix
right.
it. Shuts up. I'm thinking about cookies, kittens, and Courtney Barnett, which now is playing with her.
And raised carpets.
Yep. Rugs.
Rugs.
Yeah.
Dirty out in the beginning of 2016. What did you say? That's the new single. Yeah. You like it? Because if you didn't, I was just going to can the whole record and start over.
Okay. Now we'll play the one that we were going to play. You want to?
I'd like to.
This next song's called Waiting in the Worry. Kimo and Kirk over there to my left, your right. The man who played with Session Americana but is wearing a different shirt now. Before, we were joking with him that he looked like he was going to set sail on the Titanic. Or sing in a barbershop quartet. He's so stylish. He always looks wonderful. And he's got another wonderful shirt on. This one's more a I'm out to have fun on a Friday night shirt.
I said, Kimo, you changed your shirt. He goes, you know, it's a different thing.
He always says exactly the right cool thing. Like, I feel like if he tripped and fell on the sidewalk, he'd be like, well, I just wanted to be closer to the pavement. Like something cool like that, you know?
You've seen me do it.
You know, this dress hides a multitude of sins. I'm wearing shorts underneath, and they suck in all the nasty bits. And it's amazing. You can have it after the show if you want. I think it's done its job for me. Oh, I don't know. Which do you want?
I get the shorts.
I don't know. You might be too manly for my shorts. I don't either. I sort of want to be depressed right now. Do you want to be depressed? No? I thought maybe we switch around a little.
From the happy thing?
Yeah, be sad now.
How do you know I wasn't sad?
I don't really care about you. I just want to say what I want to say.
Why ask me?
It was just stage banner. I'd like to play Black Fire Frog now if we can.
Oh, well, that's a whole different thing. Capo, detuned, depression.
You're giving away all our trade secrets. It's supposed to be flawless execution, right?
Yes.
I wish I knew right from wrong. Symphonic and all these songs. Each time I drown my sorrow in drink, isn't of your face that I think. Thank you. That was really good. You did a good job, Russell.
This song. Billy liked that.
Anyway, I've been playing with Russell for, let's see, 10 years?
No longer.
12 years? No longer than that.
I think 14.
14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though there were a few years of silence and kind of what I refer to as the wilderness years. When she was doing really well and touring the world. I guess those were my wilderness years.
That's not really what happened, Russell. I mean, if you want me to tell the story, I could tell the story. But I'll tell you the abridged version of the story. One day, we used to have a bandmate who was a real asshole. And
one?
One. A couple of them. This was a long time ago. You don't know them. And even if you did, I'm not going to tell you what. Russell got mad because they were throwing shade on him. Is that right? Do you say throwing shade on someone?
Busting my balls.
That right, yeah. They were doing that thing to him on stage. We were playing a song, and Russell turned around, and he picked up his guitar, and he started smashing the drums to pieces and trying to kill the drummer. And he was screaming like the whole time, and then I'm still playing the song.
These things build up over the years.
Yeah, and he packs up his shit, he goes downstairs to the dressing room, gets his clothes and gets his pedals and everything, and he walks out the front of the club, and I'm still just playing the damn song, trying to figure out what the hell I'm gonna do now. And then I didn't see him again for a few years.
No, that's not correct.
Oh, you brought me flowers the next day.
I felt really bad, so I brought her flowers, because I knew I was out of the band at that point. It was like, I really did almost, I kind of attacked the drummer, who's a great guy, and I love. This is like therapy.
Either way, he's back. So if you say anything during the show that's untoward, he's gonna fucking kill you.
That's right.
He may look gentle, but he's a real dog, bulldog, right?
What was that?
Okay, he's getting mad. He's going.
My shirt? Or Sarah's? Do you not like my shirt? You like Sarah? Oh, I don't know. I got a tune.
Yeah. okay. How's it going? Okay. Have you guys tried the cookies? Whenever I think I book a show at TCAM, first of all, I think of what a nice place is, how everyone's so kind, and then I think of cookies. And I was pregnant, I played here, and I think I ate every cookie that was here, the whole stock of cookies. They're so good. No, there's no pot in the cookies. I was pregnant, Jesus, you. Yeah. I was pregnant. Jesus. I mean, I smoked a joint when I got home, but I'm not going to do it when I'm out here.
Yeah.
My son's 4. He's doing great. He's starting preschool. So exciting. I brought him to a show the other day. I was playing, not a show of someone else, and during the show, he yelled out. He's like, Mama, you're doing such a great job. I was like, oh, my God. Cute. And he was like, you're doing way better than I thought you would. Little shit. Okay. Then he got up and sang the Elmo song on the mic, and they stole the show, so there you go.
Framinghamites in here.
That's what you call them, Framinghamites?
I don't know. Do we?
How about framing hamsters?
I don't know. Let's Framinghamites, speak up. Yeah. These are my people.
And it's your birthday? Who said that? Who said it's their birthday? No one? Does anyone want to pretend it's their birthday? Is it? Really? No. I was gonna give you a cookie. No cookie for you. Do I have a what? Does it have pot in it? No. I'm pregnant.
You know, it's
no, I'm
like,
not pregnant.
It, you look out to the crowd, it seems pretty chill and normal, but you start listening to the rock and roll, people are craving the pot and the brownie, the whiskey and the tea.
We have a couple more songs. I was going to play one and then be done and figured we'd see if you wanted to hear another one, but I don't want to go downstairs with Russell by myself. So we're going to stay up here and we'll just play through. Nothing. Yes, this song is called Record on Repeat. giving lessons in Medfield at the what?
I am a guitar teacher.
That's right.
I teach in Medfield and Wayland.
And what is it called?
One of the places is called Medfield Makes Music. I'm a guitar teacher there.
I'm glad.
That's me. I'm the guitar teacher.
Russell, you are so much more than a guitar teacher. On the guitar, Mr. Russell Chudnovsky. The man behind me who gets no credit even though he's played two sets and he won't let you forget it. His name is Billy Beard. He's not gonna put on a third. Key Monker. I like to thank Sesh Americana for playing first. It's not an opening set, it's a split bill, because boy can those boys play, and they travel all over the world spreading the gospel of awesome music from Boston, Massachusetts. Sesh Americana, ladies and gentlemen. Going anywhere. I don't want to be alone with Russell.